What do you need with a mare to raise horses?
You need a stallion. A lot of them say stud horse, but stallion sounds a little better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to have, say, if you didn't buy somebody mounted.
Yeah. Any special term for a spotted pony? One of those big spots?
They call them panks.
How about a small jackass?
And they call them burros.
And a big herd of saddle horses? They call them anything special?
Oh, I think in the cowboy term they call them what is called Luther, Ramudi.
Now, is that television stuff or is this what you used to call
them? Oh, we just call them a bunch of cowboys.
Uh-huh. And we were talking about kegs. What did the blacksmith get in the keg?
Then he got nails, bolts, horseshoes. I don't believe they ever bought a keg or a horseshoe nail. Did you ever know one? They got them in smaller bunches, didn't they? Keg or horseshoe nails is a lot of horseshoe nails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do they come assorted or all one size of a keg?
Well, them there. Yeah, they're all the kegs are all the same size.
Mm-hmm. Man, it'd take a lot of shoes to run a blacksmith shop then.
Well, that's right. That old boy Town Will Lee been blacksmithing for, he's a little older than I am and he's been at it all his life. He don't do much now but just shoe horses.
Hmm.
And they seen a piece of paper about him, showed his picture the other day. He don't shoe much but race horses and good saddle horses.
Hmm.
Said he shod about 600 to 700 a year.
As a traveling outfit?
He'll go where if they want him, they'll tell him where they want him, he'll go and do it, or they'll bring him to it.
Hmm.
Yeah, they haul horses a long ways up there to him.
They thought sure he was going to be a real horse.
What do you call that part of the foot where they...
Hoof.
You got to be careful and don't hit the quick, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you ever use shoes around here for anything other than horses?
No, I never use.
You put two stakes out in the yard, or?
Oh, we don't pitch horseshoes in this because they got time to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they got a little high tones. That some of these towns they have them rubber shoes, you know.
Yeah. If you get hit, it doesn't hurt as much, huh? Right. Do they raise sheep at all here?
Not much when they're out in this country. Very little.
If you're going to raise them, what do you need?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
I need a ram and a ewe.
Do the job.
Yeah.
They raise them for meat? Or?
Yeah, I don't see how people can eat them. Did you ever eat them?
Yeah, I've had lamb. Or they said it was lamb. I think some of those were pretty old, though.
Yeah, they much around these packing houses.
A lot of them.
Oklahoma City, Fort Worth.
Chicago and up and out of them. Them northern markets, they have a lot of them.
Yeah, you get up in Wyoming and Montana and up in that country, that's about all there is up there. That's about all that's raising up grass to feed.
I've had people tell me that sheep are awful susceptible to pneumonia.
You got to take care of the
cattle. Yeah, you got to have a pretty good shed for them.
You want a good shed that stay out of the rain and the snow.
And things keep them dry.
Mm-hmm.
You keep them dry, they tell me they'll stay warm and all right, but yeah. If they get wet, you just about lost sheep.
Hmm. The wool keeps the moisture?
Yeah, they get that wool full of water and it freezes.
Takes it too long to dry.
Hmm.